Good morning, everybody. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good day that you have given to us. Thank you for bring us to celebrate Thanksgiving Day today. We pray that we have pure heart to give thanks to you for everything. And today, we come to your house. We want to enjoy your word. We pray that your word come upon us and Spirit help us to understand and then to hold this first during our life, especially when we have trouble and a lot of problem in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us continue our Bible reading this morning. We will read from Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 14. Jesus, full of the Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they had ended, he became hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone, become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." And he led him up and showed him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "I will give you all this domain and the glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to you over whoever I wish. Therefore, if you are worship before me, I shall all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And he led him in Jerusalem and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he shall command his angel concerning you to guard you. And on other hand, they will bear you up, and so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil has finished every temptation, he led him until an opportune time. And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all the surrounding district. So, brothers and sisters, after Luke wrote the story of John the Baptist, now he entered to the main character of his gospel, who is Jesus Christ. Similar with Matthew, Luke began his story about Jesus start from his fasting and being tempted by the devil. So, I believe that this story is popular among all the disciples because has been written from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Because this story has been written by three writers of the gospel, that means this story well known by the disciple. So if this story well known by the disciple, then the point is Jesus told the disciple his experience in the beginning of his ministry when Satan attacked him, when Satan tempted him. If Jesus told this story to the disciple, that means Jesus want to warn disciples that same Satan will also attack you. Not only for the disciple, but also for the children of God around the world till today. No wonder, brothers and sisters, both Paul and Peter ask us to be careful Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 12. We have enemy, which is Satan. 1 Peter 5, 8. Be careful, your enemy like a lion who will swallow you if you are not be careful. So, from this story, we go back to Luke chapter 4. We can see what is the main point or strategy to defeat Satan. We need to learn this part so that we know how to defeat Satan. Satan is always want to defeat us. And then we need to kick out the Satan. Today, we want to learn how and when Satan attack us, and then how Jesus teach us to defeat Satan. First of all, Satan attack Jesus when he is hungry. And then Satan asks Jesus to misuse his authority. Look at this verse. He became hungry. Verse 3. And the devil said to him, if you are Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Of course, brothers and sisters, I believe Jesus can change the stone, become bread. If we see Old Testament, a lot of miracle happened at that time. Yeah. But then, to change the stone, become bread, this is not the order from God. But this is more because Satan said, if you are Son of God, prove yourself by change the stone become bread. So, it's very interesting and tricky. Satan tried to say to Jesus, oh, I don't believe you. If you are Son of God, then prove it to me. Brothers and sisters, Jesus doesn't need to prove himself as Son of God by changing the stone become the bread. But Jesus need to prove himself as a Son of God by obeying God. Yeah, by obeying God. That's why Jesus said on verse 4, Jesus answers him, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone. So, Jesus hungry. Hungry can lead to diet. But then Jesus said, no. Live or die not depend by food only. God can do something. But the most important is, I need to follow the word of God. Be careful, brothers and sisters. Satan can attack you when you are hungry. I believe the same sample come from the book of Genesis. When Eve feel hungry, and then Satan said, oh, you see that fruit is so nice. You can have it. No. Oh, how come? And then Satan make conversation with Eva, and finally Eva forget that man not only live by bread or fruit alone, but must by the word of God. Be careful. Hungry people is a weak people. Today, of course, we live in Hong Kong, we seldom find hungry people. But we find hungry people, hungry of love, hungry of position, and hungry other things make you weak. Yesterday, I was reading one local newspaper called Dim Sum. 18 years old teenager argue with her boyfriend and then suddenly jump into the sea at Simsasui. So I can say that this woman hungry of love, yeah, argue with boyfriend and then angry and then jump down. But thanks God, another guy also go down and then bring her up. Hungry of love, hungry of position. Yeah. If you are in this position, remember that don't follow the instruction of devil, but always keep patient and follow the word of God. This is number one. Number two, can you try to imagine after Satan gives the first test and Jesus gives the right answer, what Satan said to Jesus? I think Satan will say like this, "Oh, great Jesus, you are truly Son of God." Now, Satan tried to lift up Jesus on the high. And then, come. Let us go around the world and see everything. You know, I will give you everything. I will give you everything. But you only need to do one thing to me. Worship me. Brothers and sisters, when the first test finished, Jesus success. And then now Satan offer another success to Jesus. So what I want to let us know this morning, Satan attack us when we are success, in success position. Usually when we are in success position, sometimes we forget who we are and who God is. That's why Satan used this one. Oh, I use soft way. Great Jesus, you are truly Son of God. I will give you everything. Just worship me. And then Jesus know that the purpose of his life is not success, but the purpose of his life is to worship and to serve God. So brothers and sisters, sometimes when we focus to worship and serve God, we are not success in this world. We need to pay the price for this purpose. But for Jesus, it doesn't care. Because my purpose of life is not to success, but my purpose of life is to worship and to serve God. Remember, Satan can attack a person who don't have clear purpose of life. As a son of God, we need to remember our purpose of life is to worship him and to serve him. I remember the first time when Moses come to the Pharaoh to bring Israel come out from the Egypt, go to the promised land. Moses said to Pharaoh like this, "Let my people go so that they may worship me. Let my people go." Today, in Jesus, God already let us go from the bondage of sin. Now, what's the next? The next is to worship and to serve him. That's the purpose of our life. So Satan can attack when you don't have this kind of purpose. Number three. Satan know Jesus so hungry. Satan know Jesus in the suffering position. And then he used other thing. He said, "Okay, if you are Son of God, throw yourself down from here." If you are Son of God, throw yourself. And then when you going down, God will send angel suddenly, shoot, and take you up, and you will not broken. Oh, brothers and sisters, when people in suffering, they always want to know, is God with us? Are you really God who loved me? Then let me test you by doing this crazy thing. But then Jesus said, on verse 12, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Our job is not to test God, but our job is to obey God in every circumstance and in every situation to believe. In the suffering time or not in the suffering time. In the problem time or not in the problem time. Your job and my job, same, to obey Him. We no need to prove God good or not in our life because God is good and God always good with us. So that's the way or the answer that Jesus gave it to Satan. So finally, brothers and sisters, I can see that Satan attacked us in three situations. Number one, when we are hungry. Number two, when we are success. Number three, when we are in difficult situation. But then Jesus said, life is not depend by bread, but by God. Second, remember your purpose of life. Number three, God is not for test, but God is for obey. That means you need to obey God. By saying these three things, Jesus wants to teach the disciple. Yeah? As long we believe that our life depends by God, our purpose is to worship Him, and then our job is to obey Him. No matter Satan attack you, you can easily to defeat him. Easily to defeat him. And then, brothers and sisters, remember the last sentence from this story. When the devil has finished every temptation, he left him until opportune time. Until an opportune time. That means the attack that come from Satan not only one time. Yeah, he keep watching you. Today, you success. Tomorrow, he will come again. That's why on the Lord's Prayer, Jesus told the disciple, give us our daily bread. Give us our daily bread. That means, brothers and sisters, we need to keep our spiritual body strong day by day. Yeah. We are not snake. We are human. Yeah. If you go and see the snake ate one time and then fasting for 2 weeks. Yeah. Just sleeping for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, snake. Yeah. But we read the Bible one time, forget two times. That's why we need to read the Bible three times so that when we forget two times, we still have one time, one verse that we remember. Because Satan waiting. Wait means keep watching you. And then if we are not holding the word of God, yeah, then we are easily kicked out by the Satan. And then the last verse, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Jesus returned to Galilee. That means now I'm ready. But it doesn't mean Satan do not attack him. After this story, brothers and sisters, we can see that the crowd want to bring Jesus as a king, and then even his own disciple, remember when Jesus rebuked Peter, "You are Satan, go away from me." And then finally, on the Gethsemane, Satan again attacked Jesus, want to bring Jesus, go away from the cross. But Jesus said, "Not my will, that your will." What does this mean, brothers and sisters? Jesus always hold the word. Jesus always remember. And Jesus always obey. No wonder Jesus can overcome Satan. And then this story is very important. That's why Jesus told all the disciples and told us today, so that we can overcome Satan. I don't know how strong you are. Yeah, how strong you are. How good your spiritual life. But this morning, just remember three things. Then you are strong enough to attack the Satan who tried to tempt you. Let us spend our time to worship him. At the same time, we need to remember, depend by the word, know your purpose of life, and always want to obey.
Thank you.
Since we celebrate Thanksgiving Day, before we enter big dinner tonight, we need to ask ourselves, this is Thanksgiving to God or Thanksgiving to me? This is a time to say thank you to God, or this is a time to eat a lot? What kind of offering that we give it to God? Do we bring our life as an offering to Him? So let us prepare the best offering for Him during our celebration. Father Lord Jesus, the best offering that we can give it to you is our life, who always want to obey and worship you alone. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the sample that you have given to us, how we can give our life to you in every situation. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us use our privilege this morning We pray for brothers and sisters who have cancer. We pray that may God take out all the cancer in their body. Let's pray together. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are still in physical weakness, but they also need a spiritual salvation. We pray that God will open their heart to see and to accept Jesus Christ. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are in infirmities. We pray that God will take out all the weakness from their body. Also pray for brothers and sisters who have COVID. Also we pray for frontline medical workers. May God always protect them. Let's pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for a new job. May God give the best for them. Brothers and sisters, let's pray for SPSG, for Pastor Sam Kim, pray for Spin, for Pastor Slamet, and also pray for Spill, for Pastor Ernie. Pray for us so that we can do well for God, and then well done, and always obey His will in our ministry. Let's pray together. We also pray for prayer and healing ministry. We pray for IP, we pray for the well, And we pray for River. We pray for brothers and sisters who handle this all ministry. Also pray for local outreach and evening outreach. We pray that from this outreach, we can reach unreached people come to God. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP 2.0 for building resources, benefactor, and vision fund. We believe that God will lead SP extend ministry not only in Hong Kong but around the world. Let's pray for pregnant moms. May God bless all the mom and also the baby in the womb so that when time is up, they can deliver the baby in good and health condition. Let's also pray for house church. There are several house church tonight. We pray that God will bless every house church. Good fellowship, good discussion, and then everybody can serve their house church member, and they also remember the word of God. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for a good time that you have given to us. We get the word, we have privilege, come to you and bring our prayer. And we believe that you have heard all our petition. And then when time is up, you will give the best answer for us. Thank you, Father. We put our life into your hand. Always hold our hand in every situation, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a happy Thanksgiving days. Have a nice dinner tonight.